This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the second hour of this July 1st, 2003 live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. Central, 11 in the morning to 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and then back from 9 to midnight. That's 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We go out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on the internet at Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. And global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night at 5.085 and 6890. And we're about to go to Michael and Phil and many others that are patiently holding. If you'd like to join us on air today, the number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. There is so much that we need to get to. Again, last hour I talked about how the government dug up the dead bodies of people that were frozen up near the North Pole to get the Spanish flu that killed 40 to 50 plus million people. And now they say they're going to publish the results of the genome of it, and oh, we're going to be hit by it any minute. And the CFRs and the New York Post saying we're going to get hit if we don't give up all our rights. That's all coming up, and they're changing the line of ascension in the government, trying to get a con in, a constitutional convention to rewrite the Constitution Bill of Rights. It's all coming up. A bunch of news on gun confiscation in Canada, a bunch of corruption news out of Iraq. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to, Bob in Florida is up next, and Michael, Phil, and others. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, sir.
Hey, wanted to talk to the listeners and yourself about warnings that we received from our founding fathers. Okay, and the demonization of our founding fathers in the media.
Well, why do you think FEMA teaches that George Washington was an un-American terrorist, that all Christians are enemies of FEMA?
Two particular points. Ken Burns, documentary filmmaker, jazz, American history, Civil War, did a piece on Jefferson. And also there was a movie called Jefferson in Paris. The only thing that these guys always focus on, okay, is slave owner. Okay? Continuously they focus on the fact that Thomas Jefferson was a slave owner. They never go into the details of what the guy was really saying, warning us about the banking establishments rising up. The same for Washington. He said, you know, if you let your government issue money, the corporations will rise up and surround you, and your sons and daughters will find themselves homeless in the land that they grew up. Now, I got to say that on another subject, there's a website, a nonprofit organization called the Foundation for Advancement of Monetary Education, fame.org. There they have a notable quote about money. There's where all our founding fathers are warning us, and several characters throughout history, of what happens when you allow, you know, it's amazing because the Federal Reserve Act, Congress empowers a private entity, the Federal Reserve banking system, with powers it doesn't even have in the first place. And I highly recommend, if you can get him on, Alex, is Dr. Edwin Vieira from FAME or Larry Parks, the executive director of FAME.
I think we've had Larry on.
Have you? Yeah, it's it's just unbelievable how they demonize these guys, and I hope we get some quotes up there from them.
All right, anything else you'd like to add,
Bob? Thank you, Alex. Have a good day.
All right, excellent points. Yeah, we've had corruption. We've had corrupt individuals taking over our government for a long time. Now they want to individually enslave you and set up a prison-style economy. They've said they're doing it. They're out in the open doing it. Do you have the courage, the forethought to admit it and do something about it? More coming up.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Paine, one of our founding fathers, said, "Arms discourage and keep the invader and plunderer in awe, and preserve order in the world as well as property. Horrid mischief would ensue were the law-abiding deprive the use of them." Again, now you know why we have FEMA on tape to a group of police, and they do it all over the country, saying, quote, "Thomas Jefferson, George Washington are terrorists. All Christians are terrorists." Their training manuals say homeschoolers, gun owners. UNESCO says the family must be destroyed publicly. This is your government, folks. "Arms discourage and keep the invader and plunderer in awe, and preserve order in the world as well as property. Horrid mischief would ensue, or the law-abiding deprive the use of them." Look at England right now. They take all the guns. Their crime rate's now the highest of any industrialized country, from one of the lowest. Switzerland issues automatic weapons to every man. Women can have them. Plastic explosives. Lowest crime rate, no bombings, no nothing. Australia takes the guns. Crime rates explode. It's the same thing over and over again. Just a couple other quotes for you. "The time to guard against corruption and tyranny is before they shall have gotten hold of us. It is better to keep the wolf out of the fold than to trust to drawing his teeth and talons after he has entered. Thomas Jefferson, Notes to Virginia. And then I've got another quote here that I wanted to read, and I've got this from the UN website. Food is power. We use it to change behavior. Some may call that bribery. We do not apologize. Catherine Brannini, UN World Food Program Executive Director, 1997. Food is power. We use it to change behavior. Some may call that bribery. We do not apologize. Yeah, we know what you do to our food, the fluoride, the aspartame, the poisons. We know what you do. We know what you're about. We know you're genetically engineering all the major food crops. Then Monsanto and others have their own courts, their own federally created courts that rule against everyone and take over the farms and ranches. Your propaganda's so good, you got the farmers thanking you for it. Let's go to Mike in Florida, then Phil, and others. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, Mike in Florida. You're on the air. Okay, is Mike not there?
Alex, can
yes.
you hear me?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I want to start off by first saying that I'm a long-time listener, I love your show. I think you're doing a great job. I think you're really putting up a good fight, and I think a lot of people should strive to be as proactive as you.
Well, do me a favor, turn your radio off.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. Hold on.
Okay.
I apologize, Alex.
That's all right. Now, go ahead.
But like I was saying, I really think I'm a big fan of yours in general. But I wanted to bring up a couple issues. I think that lately the things with Harry Potter and the J.K. Rowling and some of the other stuff that the thing with Eric Rudolph being part of the NWO, I really think that some of that stuff gives prone to people to discredit us, because I really don't think Eric Rudolph has anything to do with the NWO. I mean, I really don't see how his bombings would in any way, shape, or form move forward their plan, in Roe versus Wade.
Okay, let's take that first issue, the second issue you raised first, okay?
Yes, sir.
What I said is, from all the evidence, a jury could not convict Eric Rudolph, and I believe from the evidence it shows that someone else did it. You know they tried to frame Richard Jewell.
Yes, sir.
Remember Richard Jewell?
Yes, sir.
So the same group has already tried to frame an innocent person and later got caught doing that. You know why they did that? Because Richard Jewell said he saw a particular individual leave a satchel, and Richard Jewell tried to warn people and save some lives. And from the evidence I've gotten, the guest I've had on, the BATF carried out that bombing, sir. They get more funding every time that happens. We have the BATF on tape bragging, it's in the Rules of Engagement, the Emmy award-winning film and Academy nominated, saying with their cameras, oh, we're going to get a lot of funding with this raid. They trained for 6 months at Fort Hood with the Green Berets to go in there and open fire and, quote, kill a bunch of cult members and make it look good to the cameras because they were coming up for funding. And they did get an increase in funding, by the way. So we know they carry out bombings and raids to get more funding. Now, they also tried to frame some other guy the FBI did for the Olympic Park bombing, had to drop that. Witnesses saw people other than Rudolph there planning the bombs. That's been in the newspapers, but you never hear it on the national news. Okay? So I don't believe anything they do. I'm grabbing a news article. Did you hear me read last week? Headline, Chief of Police, Texas Justice Unfair, urges Crime Lab court inquiry. The Chief of Police of San Antonio of Houston, this is the Houston Chronicle, Tuesday, June 24th, 2003, says they're framing people, says they don't care if you're innocent or guilty, they just want to win cases. I read the quotes over and over again. I read the article three or four times last week. The Tulia case in Texas, 46 people arrested, no drugs, no paraphernalia found, no criminal records. They get 20 to 90 years. They're all convicted. They go to jail, and it turns out the cops knowingly lied and didn't care. They just wanted to get their federal quota. So you sit there and you go, you find it hard to believe And I'm glad you called. Stay there, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You say you find it hard to believe that I think the government carried out the abortion bombings. Let me tell you what was happening in the mid-90s and late-90s. Their operation... Rescue and others were shutting down almost every abortion clinic in the country. They were sitting there peaceably on videotape. The police from L.A. To St. Louis would break their arms. They would take the nightsticks, twist their arms in handcuffs. I have Catholic priests and Protestant preachers having their arms broken, women holding their babies on the sidewalk, being sprayed in the face with mace. I've heard this on TV, okay? I have footage of this. And it didn't matter. The nonviolent protest was bringing them to their knees. The cops were trying to refuse and stop. And it was massive. And then suddenly there's bombings. And then Reno says, because of this, I'm saying it's organized crime. You can't be within hundreds of feet, even on public streets, with signs or protesting. We'll put you in prison for life. I have friends that were standing on a street corner with a sign, spent 5 years in jail, veterans with no criminal record. The feds, I believe, from all the evidence, now they've got their conspiracy theory, I've got mine. I don't speculate a lot. But on this, I say I don't trust them, I don't believe them, they have the motive, they've carried out attacks before, they tried to frame Richard Jewell, who saw the BATF on the scene. I don't trust them. Now, do you understand that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, I agree with you, I mean, in most part, but I just don't see as, like, lately, with, like, I don't see what J.K. Rowling and the Harry Potter books, I mean, really...
Have you ever been in a giant satanic meeting?
No, sir, I haven't.
Well, I have been. Okay? I've been a stone's throw from world leaders worshiping Moloch. Now, what's happened in the culture is they took the occult, put it in red pajamas and with little black horns and said it's an Anton LaVey deal, it's this kooky thing. Weirdos talk about it. The fastest growing religion, according to the FBI... according to Scotland Yard, is the satanic elite, is Satanism. They're having major arrest of public figures engaged in satanic murder cults from Belgium to France to Portugal right now. Did you know that?
No, sir, I did not.
And it's not like it's a rumor. They're digging the dead babies up, sir.
Do you
know what the summer solstice is?
I know it's sort of Wiccan. It's a Wiccan sacred day.
Yeah, well, that's when they released the Harry Potter book.
So you think that's a purpose thing? I think it's more.
They do it every year. The little kids dress up like witches and dance around. The book teaches you how to get into the occult with magical thinking. It leads you into it. I mean, it's hidden in plain view, sir. Did you know that cattle mutilations, horse mutilations, dog-cat mutilations are spreading everywhere? There are satanic sacrifices that they catch every year in this country?
No, I didn't. But you're saying that now you're saying that J.K. Rowling is involved. I don't believe that when she wrote the book, I don't believe she has any idea what the globalists are or anything about. I don't believe she's a Satanist.
Sir,
I think it's just children's entertainment.
All the terms, the Potter and all this, it gets into famous occultists, the names, the way it's set up. They got to kill the unicorn, the innocent, sweet thing. That's the sacrifice of the baby. The snake going around telling him what to do. I mean, sir, and Rawlings said the books get deeper and darker as it goes.
So then what you're saying, and pretty much that J.K. Rowling herself then must be at least a Satanist or some kind of pagan or a Wiccan in some sort because she's reading these subliminal messages into these
children. It's not subliminal, sir.
Well, overt messages then.
Overt messages... Look, our president got in a black coffin and worshipped Lucifer.
I can see him doing that. He's a bad man.
Well, sir, look, remember two and a half years ago, it came out, they got the video of the courtyard ceremony at Skull and Bones?
Yes, I remember.
Did you see ABC News, Fox News? And they showed it and said it's no big deal, they're just having fun. Yeah, the president does this, but they're just having fun. Men walk out in druid hoods, say, "We worship you, Satan, give us power." Women kneel down, they slit their throats, blood sprays, but they claim it was an effigy, a simulation. And then a guy comes out dressed like the devil with horns and says, "Come into the underworld, be born again into my brotherhood." Now, if I was doing that, and I told my church I was doing that, you think they'd want me as a member of the church?
Probably not.
Okay, well, how is he the... You know, It's all in plain view. The kids dressed up like witches. Most of the cartoons are about witchcraft. The president involved. And you go, oh, it's just fun. That's the devil's biggest trick. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us. Please tell a friend today about the show. And remember, today you listen to The Alex Jones Show. I don't want to spend a lot more time on this mic, because I got Phil and Mark and many others that are holding. But going back to you, look, it's weird when the Washington Times and Parade Magazine and the Sacramento Bee say that truckloads of male prostitutes are brought in for the Bohemian Grove members. Okay, but that's not Alex Jones, it's the Washington Times. It's weird when they show video on ABC Nightly News of satanic sacrifices, say it's a mock sacrifice, and admit the president was involved in it, but say, oh, they're just having fun, what's the big deal? That's what Peter Jennings said. They're throwing it in your face, and then I'm weird for reporting it. Now, would you not trust your neighbor if they were in the backyard doing rituals? I think you'd be concerned. Well, you should be concerned. Anything else you want to talk about on this issue, Mike? In Florida.
Yeah, I believe you actually painted me into a corner as far as like I'm not saying Satanism doesn't exist, and I very well believe that Bush could be involved in Satanism, and there are a lot of
not could be. They admit they go to the Grove every year. They're members of Skull and Bones.
Okay, well then they are Satanists. So I'm saying that J.K. Rowling is not part of the global elite, nor is she a Satanist. I believe she's just writing children's books.
Yeah, she writes these books about learning the occult, doing the rituals, and then an obscure scholastic educational publisher gets picked up by the big boys and promoted wall to wall in public schools everywhere, pay to have the kids get in buses and go see the movies. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a gateway into the occult. Of course the Wiccans say it's all white magic and fun and they're loving and, oh, come on out to our orgies. It's a lot of fun, young people. And then it leads them into the occult and black magic, sir. Okay? I grew up watching it in Dallas, Texas. It's real, okay? It's real. This stuff is real. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. CBS is symbol. Viacom symbol. Time Warner symbol. Fidelity Financial symbol. All these things are satanic symbols. It's everywhere, sir.
I guess we're gonna have to agree to disagree on this issue. I don't see that she's part of the global elite, and I guess you.
No, I just said, I told you, sir, that her book is being promoted wall to wall, okay, and that it is shifting the youth over. Did you know the Fortune 500 are pushing the New Age and meditation and all that?
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Those people are always into that kind of New Age.
Well, have you read the books?
I've not read the books. I've seen the movies. I'm not a Potter fan.
I've read two of them. And let me tell you, sir, and I have official black magic books, okay? I have read this stuff. I have studied it. I've been in some of the most extensive libraries on it, Tex Mars's library that fills two whole rooms, wall-to-wall books. And let me tell you, it is satanic. Bottom line, sir. Okay? I'm just telling you, you better do some more research.
Well, I don't know really what to say. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Lately, I've just been seeing, like, some things have just been, I think you've been going off on some tangents on the show. And at least yesterday with the caller with the home, I've heard a lot of homophobic undertones going through the show, too. And it just kind of turns me off as to the work that we're doing. I mean, I think it kind of...
Mike, let me just tell you something. When the homosexuals stop working with CPS to take people's kids, I mean, where do you think they're getting all these kids for their so-called families? When they stop aggressively promoting it in the schools and start leaving our families alone, they'll get left alone. You don't know how aggressive a lot of the homosexuals are in their movements.
What real difference does it make? Honestly, what difference does it make if they make any pushes for a movement? I agree that they should have rights. I don't see that they should be any anything.
Did you know they go to the front of the line to get kids taken from families through CPS?
I don't see where it would be even a problem if a gay family had a kid, was raising a foster child.
Sir, you're not looking at all the facts. You're not studying it. You need to study it. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. I've had you on for 15 minutes. It's too long. I got to go on. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Phil in Ohio. Phil, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome,
Phil. I have for 15 minutes. That's about time. How are you, Alex?
Pretty good. Go ahead.
I'm not going to put you on the spot here, but you tell us to support your sponsors. You got a sponsor supporting your show. I don't know how it got through Genesis. R. Clay Financial. You know about them?
No, I don't.
Okay,
you know what?
To a break.
I think I've had enough of this right now. I mean, this show is about fighting the New World Order. My broadcast is about covering the news. And I am not going to sit here on my show and talk bad about sponsors. You want to send me information, that's fine, but I do not want to have some discussion when I'm flying blind and don't know what you're talking about. We'll be back with real news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We
get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this.
All right, folks, we're back live. It is Tuesday, the 1st of July, 2003. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And, you know, I get into the occult, I get into the globalist and the kidnapping rings and the things they're doing because it's in the mainstream news. And I know this stuff's hard to believe, but truth is stranger than fiction. And look at what elites have done throughout history. They've got it all. They're very decadent. And they've always got to do some new, more horrible thing to, as they say, get their jollies. And that's how the term is used. So it may sound bizarre, and it may sound unbelievable, but I'm just here covering what is admitted, calmly admitted, out in the open. We're about to go to Pastor Phil and Mark and TJ and others that are patiently holding. But right now, I wanted to get into some more of this news here briefly, some of this important stuff. This is out of the London Independent. There's a lot of news stories out on this today. Era of unborn mother looms as scientists use aborted fetuses to grow human eggs. Now, it's not just using the fetuses for parts. It's not just keeping them alive and growing stuff in them. And these human beings, they are already doing studies growing human embryos in utero in cows, to use the cow's larger uterus as a factory to grow the humanoid up larger so they can get larger organs grown. They want to have, implant a human, a baby, in a cow, and then because of the way the fetal tissue works, it's able to not reject organ growth and tissue growth. And so they want to create factories of this. And they'll do it unless you get informed about it and get educated. I mean, they've already got goats that are part spider that produce body armor out of their udders. And every time I talk about that, I get emails and calls saying, you're a lunatic, you're crazy, shut up. You've turned into Art Bell, blah, blah, blah. Folks, just type spider goats into a search engine, AP, Reuters, Washington Post. I've had the CEO on last year, one of the big corporations in upstate New York that has thousands of goats at an army base, and they produce body armor for the military and elite SWAT teams. They produce spider web. And I had a guy walk up and go, I'm college educated in biology. There's no transgenic species. You can't cross an insect with a mammal. You can't put a mammal gene in a tomato. When it's been done for decades, it's public, it's all over mainstream news, we've had the CEOs on, and there's still just total denial. You know, there isn't satanic stuff going on, there's, you know, Bohemian Grove doesn't exist. I'm not talking about the last caller, or the caller before last, I'm talking about general public. And then I'll be on a talk show, I'll be on these Christian talk shows, and then they'll have me debating somebody, and they'll say, Bush is a Christian. He Skull and Bones isn't evil. Bohemian Grove, it doesn't exist. You're making it up. While the Bohemian Grove was on national TV on the Trio Network, admitting I snuck in and got the footage, and major newspapers have admitted it. Again, it's like the globalists saying there is no CFR. You're a kook if you talk about it, as they're on the news with CFR under their name, as their credential, calling for a new world order. So I'm sorry if the truth is bizarre and weird. But you need to stop living in denial. And there's a lot of people, you know, that think that these politically correct liberals out there, they tune into the show because I attack Bush as a globalist and a lying traitor, but they think that I'm going to support all of their ideas and all of their half-baked systems. And no, I'm not. I love family and country and God. I love decency and honor. And I know what works. The Bible spells it out with a code of conduct that's good for living and good for your soul. That's essential. And just because there's a million New World Order preachers lying and manipulating doesn't mean that my Christian faith is wrong. And, you know, it's these liberals think that black people can do no wrong, or Hispanics can do no wrong, or other so-called minorities can do no wrong. And yes, they can, and I will expose them, and I will speak out against their racism and their tribalism, just like I'll speak out against the racism and tribalism of the Ku Klux Klan, of the Aryan nations. We attack corruption. That's what this show does. Now, look at this story. It makes me disgusted. Folks, if we'll let this happen to the least of us, it'll happen to all of us. If we let this happen to the meek and the small and the defenseless, that is shameful. Your instincts should be to violently defend the young, the meek, your children, the defenseless. I mean, all the time they see little old ladies getting mugged in Chicago and New York, and dozens of cars will drive by and nobody helps them. A cop got hit by a car 2 years ago right up the street from my house, laid in the street for over an hour and bled to death and died from brain swelling. If he would have gotten attention within 30 minutes to an hour, he would have lived. He died of a massive brain hemorrhage. People drove by as a cop laid there in the street. It's like Mike Hansen, who does camera work for me, is running a fireworks stand to raise money for his campaign for county constable. And he's out there, and he's right on the side of the highway, and people are breaking in his fireworks stand. He comes out of the camper trailer with a gun in his underwear, holds him there. He's out in the street trying to stop cars, telling them to call the police. They wouldn't stop. They wouldn't render aid. You know, I've had a car trouble before. Nobody will stop. Nobody will render aid because we're an emasculated, castrated population who expects the SWAT teams to do it for us. You got to render aid. It's like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I was out fishing with a friend, and there's a boat stuck out in the middle of the water. I mean, it's just simple. We were going to tow them in or try to get their engine started. I couldn't tie up because of high waves. I jump in, I climb up, I fall off, almost cut my finger off. I do it again. But you say, oh, it's just this spectator, mindless mass of people that have never lived, never done anything, live in total fear. Like that story last year we had guests on up in Toronto. Major city, downtown, major street. A woman had been raped, beaten the head with a lead pipe. She laid there in the parking lot, 10 feet from the sidewalk in the major road, and the head of the company, Fortune 500 telecommunications company, laughed at her naked body, bleeding, crawling around on the ground, and told his employees, don't call the police, it'll be a distraction. They laughed at her. Let me tell you, I see thugs beating up an old lady. I'm going to pull a gun. I'm going to go over and I'm going to kill every one of you. You come in my house, I'm going to kill you. You mess with my family or my friends, you violate my rights, I'm coming after you. If I need to protect my family, I will do it. I see somebody in the street flopping around, I'm going to help them. Now, it isn't because I'm a special person or I'm good or I'm wonderful or I'm different. It's because I've got the instincts that the good Lord gave me, and I am just a basic person. I'm just a half-decent individual, and I'm a sinner, folks. But this lack of conviction, these warped values that we've got in this country, this wrong-headedness is killing us. And your neighbors aren't going to help you when you're in trouble then. If you don't help people, they're not going to come to your aid. And I don't want to get off into a rant. I want to go to your calls. I just can't handle it anymore. I just these babies the government's killing. This abortion should be banned. It's 50 million abortions in this country. 54 million. Hundreds of millions worldwide. And you wonder why we have tyranny. You wonder why we have corruption. You wonder why they're pushing euthanasia, even when you don't want it. national compulsory service, fake patriotism, tyranny wrapped in an American flag for the cyanide center. Era of unborn mothers looms as scientists use aborted fetuses to grow human eggs. Almost every day a scientific or medical development seems to bring new promise and controversy to mankind, none more so perhaps than in the field of human fertility. A quarter of a century ago, the first test tube baby, Louise Brown, was born. Now scientists have raised another startling prospect, unborn mothers. How blasphemous does it get? The notion that children can derive from human matter that has not itself been born sounds the stuff of science fiction, yet it has moved a step closer with research showing that it is possible to extract ovarian tissue from aborted fetuses for in vitro fertilization, IVF treatment. Scientists announced yesterday that they have been able to remove immature ovaries from four-month-old fetuses. The theory is that they can then be stimulated in a test tube to grow through the larger stages and development before the creation of fully mature eggs. Folks, it's 100 times worse than this. They're already implanting embryos in cows, okay, of human beings. But such a scenario raises grave ethical concerns and questions about the possibility of creating children whose biological mothers were never born. When a high-powered committee of British ethicists considered this possible in the early 90s, it took a view that any child created by such procedure would not be able to come to terms with the idea of deriving from aborted fetal tissue. And it goes on that they're already doing it. I don't know what to say anymore. Tens of thousands in a Hong Kong protest. Tens of thousands of Hong Kong residents are protesting over anti-subdivision subversion law. They fear it will undermine local freedoms of speech, press, and assembly. They've already kicked off a bunch of radio talk show hosts, including one individual who's had the number one talk show in Hong Kong, and it said that he had not been properly respectful to government officials in interviews with them. So now he's removed. That's the freedom. Victoria delays gun buyback move. Gun owners will not be able to hand in banned firearms in Victoria today after Brock's government last night said it would delay collecting handguns as part of the national buyback scheme until on August 1st. They've already banned most guns. Now they're banning the last remaining guns. Instead, the guns, which become illegal from midnight, must be kept locked for at least a month. When we got that, the total gun confiscation, the crime rate exploding. Here's another one. CBC of Canada, gun registry deadline looms. All but two provinces have refused to enforce the federal gun confiscation and registration program. They're now refusing because guns that were registered 2 years ago are now being banned. This is out of the CBC. Canada's gun owners must have until midnight Monday to register their guns or possibly face charges. Again, registration, confiscation, extermination. Implementing the Firearms Act, the rising costs, but Easter, Canada's Solicitor General is encouraging gun owners to keep registering even after the deadline is passed. We're not intending to go on a watch hunt, he said, a witch hunt, but if circumstances are such that police officers come across a weapon or a gun that is not registered, then those people are eligible to be charged. And they're banning the guns they register. They already had the first wave of registration 2 years ago. And here's another. I'm going to go to your calls in a second, folks. Just be patient. Poll, Americans less positive on Iraq. As a new poll shows, less Americans believe things are going well in Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said Monday that the fighting there would continue for some time. And now 56% of Americans think current U.S. coalition efforts are going well, according to a new CNN USA Gallup poll that is much lower than the 70% in late May, that's 86% in early May, who thought things were going well. Well, I mean, they're going well for the globalists. They could care less if a few U.S. troops get killed or thousands huff DU and are now becoming ill, admitted fact. All they care about is the oil, and Iraq is a launch base into Syria and Iran, and that is now their official battle plan, by the way, in this massive escalation of the total and complete police state. So, again, they tried to make it a liberal issue. Oh, you're against the war, you're a liberal, and that is totally untrue. Look at Ron Paul and many others that are against it, most conservative members of Congress. U.S.-based missiles to have global reach, allies to become less important as new generation of weapons enables America to strike anywhere from its own territory. interesting article about how the science fiction UFO movement is funded by the globalists, who then be connected to the Patriot movement so people don't take serious any real information, which is, I guess, what a caller was getting to earlier. Sci-Fi Channel put its money behind UFO investigations. In an unusual step for a television network, the Sci-Fi Channel is campaigning to pressure the government for more forthcoming and aggressive in investigating UFO sightings. And they've got former members of the Clinton White House and a member of the Rothschild family involved. It actually says that in the Kansas City Star article. It's actually an AP article in the Kansas City Star. Sci-Fi has hired a Washington lobbyist, received support from former Clinton Chief of Staff John Podesta, sponsored a symposium on interstellar travel, and is considering a court effort to declassify documents related to the 65 incident in Pennsylvania. Network will have the premiere of a documentary Out of the Blue. And it goes on, most TV networks are reluctant to spend money for anything other than self-interest. Oh, but they care. They're just getting free material. But by fighting for UFO probes, Sci-Fi is wading into an area that invites not only dissent, but also ridicule. It is very, very tough for people to take this subject seriously, said Ed Rothschild, a lobbyist for the Washington firm Podesta Mantoon. We thought only way it was going to be seriously addressed is to have serious people talk about it. Rothschild won't even identify the members of Congress who talked to about learning of the government far more openness about UFOs. He's afraid they'll never help. If their names come out, they're laughed at. It goes on and on. Who's the caller who's a cell phone caller in Minnesota, Mark? Yeah, okay, well, we'll go to them after the pastor... Pastor Phil in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Yahweh be with you, Alex. Just keep up that good work that you're doing. You're going to reap abundant harvest in due season. Now, these people who think that Harry Potter is no problem, these books contain the most vivid discussion of actual hardcore witchcraft imaginable, and they do so in a way that convinces the children and the parents that witchcraft is not only all right, but is preferable to a world without witchcraft, and that no consequences need to be feared if they practice this type of witchcraft. And all you have to do is just turn to Scripture and do what it said to do. He told us to not let anyone be found among us who makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or one who practices divination, or a user of magic, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. And it's just amazing to see how this scourge is unleashed on us.
By the way, all of that was done at the ritual that I saw at Bohemian Grove 3 years ago.
Yeah, I got it. I got your tape there. Still haven't had any breakthrough on getting you live on the air in this area, but I'm still working on it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side, then I'll go to all the other callers that are holding, and we'll go into the third hour with more calls and more news. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. They're all excellent. Be sure and visit them daily, as they are updated daily, many times, multiple times daily. Be right back. Please stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a road map to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
We are accelerating towards the third hour. I know we've got Pastor Phil, Mark Wyatt, Bob, Joe, JQ, and others that are patiently holding. And we do have a guest as well coming up later in the next hour. So everybody stay with us. And I have gotten to a lot of the news, but there's still a ton of even more vital stuff coming up. So if your station doesn't carry the third hour, I would respectfully ask them to try to do that. Because we cover so much information in the third hour, and we are thankful to all our affiliates. I want to go back to Pastor Phil, though. Look, they put this nice face on the whole Wiccan thing. Oh, we don't sacrifice. Oh, that's a wives' tale. That's a stereotype. No, that's exactly what the Druids, the Aztecs, the Romans, the Babylonians, that's what all these other occultic religions do. It's historical fact. Now, dead animals, dead kids, the numbers are exploding. I got news articles on it from the Denver Post today. And people try to ignore all this, and it needs to stop. And that's what the Harry Potter books do, is they're all about this magical system getting power out of getting involved in this. It's a horrible thing. Do you have any other comments you wanted to make?
I really didn't call to talk about that, but they've got 5 miles from here, they've got Hamdi and the brig. Can I issue a writ of habeas corpus and demand his due process?
They've got who in the brig?
Hamdi, the enemy combatant they're holding, the U.S. citizen. They're holding him in the Norfolk brig.
Yeah, I know that they're holding him. They've got floating brigs out there, and these are citizens that aren't going to be given due process. Hey, if they're guilty, you know, throw away the key, throw the switch, whatever. But
absolutely.
No, we need to see the evidence.
Absolutely.
Because the Justice Department has said, Washington Times, now official, they will use it for all crimes against all citizens. It's not just for terror.
And they're contemplating on bringing the John Lee Malvo trial to my area also. And I'm gathering information on MKUltra and things of that nature, Northwoods document.
Oh, the Northwoods document, where the U.S. government calls for sniper attacks in D.C. and even how to frame patsies.
That's right.
By the way, a caller called yesterday and said he was in the 911 section archive and couldn't download that. The file opened for us in about 2 seconds.
The feds are also going after, did you see where they're going after Steve Silver?
They're banning vitamin C in Europe. They're going after liquid vitamins now. And we've talked about Sea Silver here on the air. That they run advertisers. It just says it's a super vitamin and that you don't lose it. Well, everybody knows that the liquid vitamins are the best. I was using stuff before Sea Silver that was liquid.
Well,
and it's just ridiculous. Everything's evil now, but they can splice and dice the genes and mix animals and plants. Thanks for the call.
Okay, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. We're going to break and come back and go to Mark and Wyatt and Bob and Joe and others. Before I end this hour, it's important you support the show, what we do here, and that's through the videos, through my book, through the purchase of those. Plus, they're great films. You're authorized and encouraged to make copies. Who else says that? For nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes, to spread the word, to force multiply the information geometrically. Road to Tyranny covers September 11th. And who really carried that out? So important to tell that story. It's up to you to spread the word. Best tool we found. Waking up 90% of those that see it. Masters of Terror is part two of that. Police State 3 is my newest film. Covers Patriot Act 1 and 2. Homeland Security. Dozens of examples of government-sponsored terror. We got the other Police State films. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Want to find out about the occult? Go to Infowars.com or net to order. Or call toll-free right now at 1-888-253-3139. 24 hours a day, operators are there. 1-888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or net to order. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Make the call, get the films, get involved in the InfoWar, 888-253-3139. Third hour straight ahead. Please stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national.